receivers was raped by a referee in a disputed call. He later did apologize for the comment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Las Vegas Strip will be dark on Monday night to honor the 58 people killed and more than 800 injured during a mass shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. The marquees along the Strip will go dark at 10:01 p.m. local time. Natalie Grumlett survived the mass shooting, and she explains what this day means to her.
I think some people will be mourning that day and grieving for those 58 people that were killed. And I think that there is an aspect of celebrating survival that day for people that survived that night. It's a hard balance because you have to remember the people that died, and at the same time, you have to celebrate life.
Over the weekend, a shark attacked a 13-year-old who was diving for lobsters at a beach in Southern California, leaving him with traumatic injuries. Now, this isn't the only shark attack. Up in Maine, there was another shark attack where a boy was killed. Gail Lewis spoke at a public forum regarding sharks.
They're eating all of our fish. Now they're eating our children.
Lewis continued.
This was a beautiful young man who lost his life because we've been sitting doing nothing. It was beyond frightening. That poor boy looked like a bomb went off on him.
Dr. Charles Lowe is a shark expert. He explains why we're seeing more shark attacks.
One of the things that we are seeing, not just in California, but also on the East Coast, is that shark populations are increasing, which means they're going to be interacting with people more and more because there are more people going in the ocean than ever before.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us because we are ready. This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiffer.com. And I'm hearing something amazing that occurred this morning. Mike, can you explain?
And Ludwig beat us to the station today. And folks, that is, you don't understand, that is a big deal in Ludwig's life. He's messaging me on Facebook Messenger telling me that Vince Lombardi is already here. Because I'm always telling him, because he's a big hockey guy and he's a big sports guy, and I'm going, come on, that's not how Vince Lombardi would tell you to do it, because usually he gets here what we call radio time with like 10 seconds to spare. Anyway, listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt, co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski, who is here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's
I've been here.
Listen, Miles, did you watch this week Donald Trump addressing the United Nations?
I watched a little bit of it, yes.
I got to tell you, I loved it. I really did. It sounded like, and folks, I'm not trying to be shrill, don't laugh at me, but it sounded like, not the voice and temperament, don't get me there, but the verbiage sounded like Thomas Jefferson addressing the United Nations, talking about the foundations of federalism and explaining that we're not going to be subservient to an unelected body, referring to the United Nations. We're going to govern ourselves. Do what you need to, but we're going to govern ourselves. The fun part was watching these global socialists. I almost said pigs. That would have been mean-spirited.
Yeah, to the pigs.
I'm just going to stick with global socialists. The reaction to it was comedic. Was that your interpretation, Miles Bauer?
Yeah, I liked when he first came out and said our administration's accomplished more than previous administrations, and some of them started chuckling.
Right, but then the math is the math. So you can, yep. Folks, you can dislike him, but the math is undeniable.
Well, they obviously never watched people who made fun of him before, because his gears started rolling, and he went, oh, you think that's funny? Hang on a minute. You're sanctioned, and you're sanctioned. He looked almost like Oprah. You're getting sanctions, and you're getting sanctions. Laugh at me again.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I liked when he...
I loved it. He's balls of steel, man.
When he went to the... I can't believe you just said that.
You can say that on the radio.
I took a double take. Do we got a time delay on Lud just in case he... Was that over the line?
I'm not going to concern myself with it right now.
Can you imagine Lou going over the line?
Just make Mike go speechless?
He was just talking about bearings.
I say that. Yeah. Yowzers.
Just talking about bearings.
God, I was all choked up. Listen, when he went after Germany a little bit, and he was spot on, Miles, you and I have both, and Ludwig probably not, because I share it with both of you, but he's not big for details. But we've looked at, over the last 6 months, a number of articles written from, yes, domestic United States, but also from other hemispheres and other continents, talking about the trouble that Germany is working itself in with their lack of energy policy. Mm-hmm. Their energy policy is knee pads in Russia. Yeah, I did say that, too, because I figured Ludwig already has got us out there. But listen, he's exactly right.
Yeah.
But when he said it, that if they don't change direction, they're selling them. I got to paraphrase, not even close, but the moral of it was they're selling their soul to Russia. So the German delegation, the little group that they've got in their area, they all turned to each other and busted out laughing. But folks, it's true. They can laugh all they want. They can pretend it isn't. But anybody with a calculator and any form of even short-term historical reference knows that there's a storm coming in Germany. And by the way, it doesn't happen to just Germany, because Germany is the EU.
Yeah.
Make no mistake about Germany and their relationship with the European Union. They are the European Union. Miles, am I overstating it?
No, as you are dead on.
Did you notice Iran stayed? Because I believe multiple times that Obama was there, Iran would get up and walk out.
Right.
And the Iran delegation stayed.
Why do you think that is?
More respect. One, I think that there's fear and respect. So when you have fear, there is respect.
Do you think they respect Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Miles, I think they believe what he says is going to happen.
Do you think that's respect?
Yeah, I think you can get respect through fear. I mean,
so I never put respect and fear in the same column.
But sometimes fear drives strength.
Yeah, but right? Listen, socialists use fear tactics. Mm-hmm. Socialists use fear mongering. All of the PC stuff and the Me Too stuff, all of that is fear-driven.
Yep.
They've not garnered an ounce of respect from Mike Hewitt.
No, but if you're fearful of losing your government,
yep,
because the United States president is going to back the uprising of the people like we did before, that's fear, but that'll also drive respect, that we better respect you and listen to what you have to say and maybe work with you.
Maybe you and I just define the words respect and fear different. I have reverence for, I respect what our founders left to us.
Mm-hmm.
But Great Britain, the United Kingdom at the time, they delivered fear. And so, do I respect them? No, there was just fear. Fear is a terrible resolution for commitment, for loyalty, for words that are important that respect does deliver.
No, I agree. But those kind of countries respect strength. They don't respect weakness.
Miles, what's your take on it? Do you think Iran sees Trump differently, more positively than they saw Obama, or less positively?
I think they see him less positively, and I have to disagree with Lute. I don't think that they necessarily respect Trump.
Why did they walk out?
I don't know. Maybe they thought that was a negotiative strategy with Obama.
To walk out?
Yep. Sometimes no answer is the answer. Sometimes that's negotiations 101.
Mr. Trump, President Trump, decided to tell you you're getting sanctioned and you're doing this wrong right to their face.
Okay.
And I think that's powerful, and I think that is strength.
Fascinating. I don't know. Listen, when I look at the UN meeting in total, the reactions from the delegations there of the many countries, I thought it was a fascinating, and I was, folks, let me be candid, I was delighted with Trump's comments. I really was. And again, I'm not a Trumpublican. That's Miles. He's our Trumpublican here. But I am a Union of States supporter. And the idea that the UN has some kind of sovereignty over us, I'm not so much.
No.
And the man stands there and says that, and I'm applauding him. Was that your kind of take on that, Miles, or how do you see it as our resident Trumpublican?
No, I actually enjoyed the anti-globalism message. I think if there was the last place in the world that needed a message like that, it was probably the UN, given how globalistic they all are.
Right.
Which I think was also a symptom of them laughing, given that Trump is almost the anti-UN symbol on the world stage.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said. The irony of it to me is always the math. They're standing there in New York City in an organization that the United States is the overwhelming funder of, and they're mocking the very path that allowed that UN to be funded, which is capitalism in a sovereign United States of America. That's really what they're laughing at, and I agree with you, it was an anti-globalist message, as it should be. But listen, if we were to become as our crazy far-left Hair on Fire committee would have us, meaning an integral part of some global socialist authority, to coin a term, if that's who we were, they wouldn't have the funding that they have, because we wouldn't be able to contribute the lion's share of what it takes to have that obnoxious body exist.
The unfortunate part is nobody will know it exists. Nobody will know it took place. The only thing they may find out is that Trump got laughed at.
Well, I don't know. When we do the bloopers thing, that little snippet you just did, that will be part of the bloopers show.
Good. I'm just trying to expand the time on that.
Yeah, the anniversary show coming up next month, folks, it's going to be just wall-to-wall Ludwig bloopers.
Best one yet.
Oh, my goodness.
But no, nobody will know. The news isn't going to report this. They're too stuck on Kavanaugh. And they might blip in there that Trump laughed at the UN. That's it.
Miles, did you see much of this, of the UN speech on TV this week?
I saw a little bit of it, yeah.
So it kind of goes to Lud's point, because to me, I thought it was a major speech. And to Trump's point, that's not the reaction I thought I'd get.
No. So, I thought it was great. I'll need to see the gears grinding. He's like, uh-oh, you don't know what happens. Ask Obama when you laugh at me. I'll take over the show.
Is this the punch me, I'll double punch you?
Yep.
Oh, man. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. The gang is here and just ready to dive back in.
Oh, man, if we could just keep Ludwig on a leash. Listen, folks, I'm Mike Hewitt, and my co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. I'm reading an article from ZeroHedge.com, came out midweek. Is the Brexit breakdown all theater? Is it all theater?
Yes.
Ludwig, do you have an affirmative or a negative? Is this going to happen? Is it all nonsense?
I fear if it doesn't happen.
What does that mean?
That the people won't be real pleased they voted for it.
Listen, I got to tell you, though, I don't remember the breakdown on the vote
math. It won pretty significantly.
But listen, they've run an absolute nonstop 24/7 campaign. The globalists in the United Kingdom have been nonstop, wall-to-wall, talking about how the folks that voted yes were misinformed. Mm-hmm. They didn't understand the question. They didn't get it. We need another vote. And I'm watching the gypsy lady, Theresa May, has no intention of staying strong on Brexit negotiations. Her job was always to deliver a Brexit deal that was, in effect, no deal. And listen, folks, I think that's exactly what her mission is. The question is exactly what you raise. Will the folks of the United Kingdom tolerate it or turn squishy and collapse and say, okay, we're just stuck here? Miles, what do you suppose? Speculate.
So the part of the article that I actually loved was that economics is still economics. And no matter how badly Theresa May and the rest of the globalists in the EU want economics to work a certain way, economics still works the way it always has been. And at every turn, every time they try to make the pound stronger against the EU, the pound slides.
Right.
And it's kind of blowing up in their face because it doesn't allow for what the EU wants to happen. And I think that this kind of goes to the heart of the entire problem with the EU and to globalism, is that a pile of pointhead college-educated geniuses want to sit around and change the laws of economics against what they actually are.
But economics remains
true to itself.
But between the bunch of them, they got almost 5 ounces of common sense. We can drill this down to an example of microeconomics. If you look at the story the three of us talked about a few days ago with Illinois and Indiana, let's suppose those were two sovereign countries and they both had their own currency in issue. Would you prefer, Miles, folks, just so you know, Miles is in Chicago, Illinois, and here we're in Michigan, so we're almost like a third party looking in up here in Michigan on this Illinois and Indiana drama. So the Reader's Digest, the short version, the very large company, they shutter two factories in Illinois and build one colossal $26 million facility in Indiana. And so you think about it for a minute, it was more cost-effective for them to shut down two factories that have been in existence for quite some time and open a new one. All of the costs that are moving probably exceed the cost of the construction of the new building. The regulation, the tax are so grand in Illinois, it still made sense for them to do that. So let's say both those two states had their own currencies. Which currency would you rather travel in, Illinois' currency or Indiana's currency? It's just math, folks.
Indiana.
Because you'd have more faith in Indiana's currency.
Yeah, this is kind of goes back to one of the original Supreme Court cases, right?
Sure.
Where the Virginia money wasn't accepted in Maryland.
Right.
And the Supreme Court said, you have to. We have interstate commerce. You have to accept it. And,
right.
But I am confused on Theresa May. Because I thought when she came in, she was almost going to be the next Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, gosh, no. I never thought that.
No.
And she's been
a hack from the get-go.
Anyone that was, and I'm not.
That's why I'm asking. I'm confused.
Anyone that's looked at her history goes, oh, my, we have one of those special socialist globalist people that I won't refer to as a global socialist pig because I'd be mean-spirited. But that's who she is.
So was Tony Blair their last real prime minister?
You're counting Tony Blair as someone that had an interest in the folks of the United Kingdom versus the European Union?
I never
put him in that category.
They haven't had one in a long time?
I know. Not in my view.
So what's the problem? I can't believe the Queen of England allows this. I mean, I can't believe
The sovereign is a figurehead. But, Miles, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the comparison I could make would be no different than if you look at the United States and say, where are we getting all of these? Nowadays, we can't say center-right, we say, or center-left, we say squishy left. You don't have much of a power in the right side of our political realm, other than Donald Trump himself.
Yep.
And a year and a half ago, I said he ain't conservative. I was wrong. I'm the first one to say he's doing everything I like to see him do. He's doing nothing that I thought he would do. But when I look at the country, I look at Flake. We'll use Flake as an example, and I think, what kind of folks would say, I'm a conservative and I'm voting for Flake? I look to Alaska. What kind of conservative would say, I'm a conservative and I'm going to vote for that person?
Murkowski and Collins.
That's not conservative. And I'm telling you this way because it goes to the folks. It always. I know the folks don't agree with me on this point. I don't know that you two always do. But inevitably, you can't say that person's only doing that to get elected or re-elected without considering the folks that are, that's the policy they want. That's why they're doing those squishy left-leaning ideas. So I look to the United Kingdom and say, is this who the people of Great Britain have become? And I think the answer is yes.
What, socialist? Globalist?
Yes.
Is it because that's the generations that they don't know anything before?
I don't know that. I don't know what causes it. I think it is generational. We've talked about it recently and in times gone by, how we're in America, because I like to make the comparison to help me get my feet on the ground, by the way. We watch the people of the Roaring Twenties that were just wild and crazy off the hook, mm-hmm. and yet they raised what we now refer to as the greatest generation of the 30s and 40s. You got to go wowzers.
Now, I get Queen Elizabeth, the monarch. She's a figurehead.
She's a figurehead.
She doesn't have any real power authority, but she has respect and power that way. Listen, I cannot believe she hasn't got up and spoken to her people going, we are a sovereign nation.
But you're not.
And drive her people to follow her lead.
You're assuming that she doesn't support this stuff.
How can she?
I don't know.
It's not in Britain's history.
How did we have a president of the United States, multiple of them, but we'll just talk about Obama for the moment.
We got rid of him.
No, but listen, half of America wants him back. If he could have ran again, I still think Trump would have won because I know what Miles is thinking now. But it would have looked like the Thriller from Manila with Muhammad Ali. It'd have been one heck of a bruiser.
When did we get to a time where, like Reagan, they all said he could have won a third one. Clinton could have won a third one. Obama could. Why do we keep thinking that they should have a third or fourth term?
I don't think that.
No, but I'm saying Reagan could have won a third. We Clinton probably could have won a third. Obama could have won a third.
I don't know. What do you think, Miles?
I don't know if Obama could have won a third.
I didn't think he'd win a second. He shouldn't have based on economics.
I completely understand why he won a second, and that was the reason why I stayed home. Say, screw you guys and your Obama candidate with you. And if you think about it, that was the birth of Trump.
Right. I agree with that part exactly. So we ran Romney, which was the squishy middle-leaning left that I talked about.
Would have Trump won back then if he got in? Because he had talked about it seriously in 2012.
I don't know that.
I don't know that I would have been a Trumper back in 2012, but I do know I was completely, and I won't use the bad word, but I was very angry in 2012.
Folks, just leave a space there and fill it in with whatever word you think would have been appropriate that the FCC won't let him say. I don't know. It's a scary proposition. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so that was kind of the beginning of me wanting to throw bowling balls.
Was Romney's nomination?
Yes.
Yep.
Interesting.
Listen, I don't want to besmirch McCain. He's passed away, and let's move on. But when I looked at McCain, when I looked at Romney, I met them both, and they're probably wonderful people, I guess. But I thought, really? Is this our answer to them? Because I can't tell the difference. If I just get the checklist out, I don't see a resounding difference. I don't hear either one of them advocating for the United States of America and the interests of the people therein.
No.
I didn't hear that. Okay. I heard about good government policy. Folks, yowzers. We've got to go to a break, though, and we'll be right back.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump discussed a trade agreement among the United States, Mexico, and Canada in the Rose Garden at a news conference. The president talked about how this deal will be good for America.
The agreement will give our farmers and ranchers far greater access to sell American-grown produce in Mexico and in Canada. The deal includes a substantial increase in our farmers' opportunities to export American wheat, poultry, eggs, and dairy, including milk, butter, cheese, yogurt, and ice cream, to name a few.
The president was then asked about the FBI investigation into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
I'm guided by the Senate. I want to make the Senate happy because ultimately they're making the judgment. I'm not making the judgment. I've already made my judgment. The Senate is making a judgment on Judge Kavanaugh. That's a very important thing to do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
¿Sabía que
De cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. I hope by now you've taken a look there.
Absolutely, RenegadeRiver.com. And by the way, while we're talking about that, the other thing is take a look at the MikeHewittShow.com, or even better yet, follow us on Facebook, give us a rating, tell us what you think. If you agree or disagree, it's okay. Listen, I've got a couple topics that I need to mix them together, but this is the scary part. This proves that Miles and I both are brave hearts. So, Ludwig, tell the folks the Russian story. Clean it up as clear as possible and concise it, because I want to mix that with two other stories, because I think the stories in total tell a fascinating picture.
Yeah, so there's a 20-year-old activist in Russia. She's roaming the subways.
Okay.
And if a man is sitting there with his legs apart, she's pouring this homemade bleach on their crotch.
Okay. And the purpose is, why would she do that?
They call it man-spreading. And by man-spreading, the further your legs are apart, the more dominance you're showing.
So you're being dominant. She's going to squelch your dominance.
Yes.
Okay. So I had to get my head around that story because Ludwig shared it right before we went on the air this morning. Thankfully, he cleaned up the version he just shared with you folks. And then the next is, this is an article from the New York Post. Now, the hashtag, I'm going to refer to it as the pound sign Me Too is coming for your thought crimes. I said my little side note was they just need more of those funny hats. But listen, what they're actually advocating is, Miles, did you read that article?
Yes, I did.
What was your interpretation? You tell me what you think they're advocating.
Well, so I thought this was kind of akin to, you remember back during the Clinton administration when they can add a few more years to your crime,
right?
If they think you were thinking racist thoughts or you were,
sure,
thinking discriminatory thoughts, which kind of hit me as thought police type stuff.
Right. Absolutely. And so I asked the question when I was reading this, and I said, seriously, are our laws more important when they're attached to a trendy twist? Is the suspected perpetrator of a sex crime or a murder somehow more culpable if we attach the latest politically correct label or hashtag, pound sign? And the answer is, that's nonsense. That's just idiocy on steroids. So if you go out and rape somebody and they say, oh, but that was a Me Too rape, you know, that's just absolute idiocy, unmeasured, outrageous idiocy. If you go out and murder somebody, was that a hate crime? Because if it was a hate crime, you're going to get a life sentence plus 2 years, and we're going to feel really good about it. You're going to feel really good about that? And this isn't even on my topic list, but we were talking off air today about Bill Cosby this week being sentenced and walked out of the courtroom in handcuffs. Listen, I think he deserved that. Mm-hmm. What I found astounding was how gleeful people were. This is the destruction of the victims and Bill Cosby's family. To walk away from that and be gleeful? Folks, come on now. There was no glee to be found in that. So those are the topics I wanted to offer as a backdrop. Remember, I told you this was a merge of a few things. So millennials are causing the U.S. divorce rate to plummet. And I thought, wait a minute. They're having lasting marriages. The millennials are actually making, here's the big words, drum rolls please, a commitment.
And there's a reason for that.
And that doesn't fit with anything that Murphy Brown or whatever that Candace Bergman, whatever that nitwit screwball was talking about years ago. It doesn't fit with the hashtag pound sign Me Too. It doesn't fit with the screwball in Russia. It doesn't fit with any of that. And I think it goes exactly to your point, Miles Bauer, that the media and all of their banana head nonsense are completely out of step with what's really going on with the folks between the two coasts. Is that correct?
And not only are they out of step, they are intentionally out of step. They make it part of their job to make sure they're not in step with what's going on.
So when they see that millennials are, first off, folks, they're slowing on the concept of getting married. In other words, they're taking due diligence. And then they're jumping in, not just jumping in, but they're jumping in with commitment, and their marriages are lasting. I've got four daughters, and I can't remember the ages of the marriages, but they're all in the decade range and up, which makes me old, by the way, so don't even say it, Lud. But that generation is seeing marriage and the concept of commitment different than what Hollywood is selling, different than what our politicians, not all of them, but in most part, it's certainly different than the folks we've got on the left running for office now that are running around and yelling about Me Too or some screwball throwing bleach on men in Russia. I thought Vlad Putin had better control of this country, just a side note.
I didn't think that stuff was allowed.
Now, Lud, you're part of, are you the Xanax generation or the millennial generation?
As Sarah would say, the Xenials.
Frustrates her when I say that.
You can tell.
You can hear it in her voice.
She's so angry. So, yeah, part of the Xanax.
You were Xanax?
Yep.
Then the millennials are older than you.
Younger.
Are they younger than you?
Yeah.
So you're the tail end of the train wreck is what you're saying.
We're like the go-between. We're only like a seven-year generation.
Yeah, you're like...
Not even quite.
You're like nothing.
Yeah, we're like, well, what do we call them?
Well, Xanax.
I think there's a real reason that this is... The marriages thing is lasting longer, and I think it's a lot of what the pushback was from your generation for a long time was people are being more promiscuous. They're living with each other unwed, and, well, if you live with somebody for a year, and you don't, you're going to find out what they're really like, and you may not marry them.
Part of it goes to the 90-day rule, because you start dating somebody.
Yeah.
And love, 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 love. Well, you don't even actually know them for 90 days. Just don't. Yeah. You think you do, but not so much.
Plus, the rose-colored glasses, the honeymoon stays.
After 90 days, you see the best foot forward, and they don't.
Right, exactly.
You know, there's no puffs of stinky air. There's
I got to go. This isn't going to work. I'm sorry.
But let's be honest. But what, Miles, what do you... Let's drill down. Why?
But here's one more point. We came from the generation
of
divorced
parents. Everybody fell asleep. There's accidents all over America right now.
Oh, no. You want to get me started? No. We also came from a lot of divorcee parents.
Yep.
And we saw what that did to us as kids.
Yep.
We didn't like that. We saw what it did to our parents. So we almost vowed internally, probably, that we're going to find the best person to ensure that doesn't happen to us and our kids.
Is that, Miles, how do you see it?
Yeah, I mean, I can certainly see the idea that we were coming out of the Joan Cleaver era of the 50s. Women got the pill. Women were becoming more independent. They were less likely to deal with people that they were previously willing to deal with.
Sure.
And so our era was filled with a bit of turbulence, and to Lude's point, you know, Lude being one of the kids growing up in the middle of that, saying, wow, that chaos is not what I want to do.
I think it's exactly right. So my little sub-note on that title, millennials are causing the U.S. divorce rate to plummet. That came from BloombergQuint.com. My note, fascinating, is this the roaring 20s raising a greater generation again? And listen, folks, the fascinating part about that, because we've mentioned it a lot in the last 30 days of Showtime, different examples of it. So I got looking back, and I got to tell you, I think you could put this on an Excel sheet, and I think you could find some very consistent, not exact, some very consistent trends throughout history of what we're watching. So all of our hair catch on collective fire. Oh, my goodness, what's going on in our culture? And all of a sudden the culture straightens itself out. I think there's a lot of truth to that.
The difference, though, is the way we handle our kids today for most people is different, and that is somewhat concerning. Like, I watched a Steve Harvey monologue. It was hilarious. He's like, when did we start reasoning with our kids? And my dad said no. I didn't go, but why? I didn't even think, but why?
Right, but how old is Steve Harvey?
Your age.
See, but there's
He's old.
But the pushback from that, though, because that's the way it was in my world.
Yeah.
I, by the way, I'd argue with my mother, but the old man, Nope. No, it didn't.
My kids pretty much the same way now.
Yeah.
They're not arguing with me like they do with their mom.
Sure. But everyone argues with you, though.
That's not true. Oh, no.
Most of them just yawn and walk away. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And once again, we are going to present the Enigma Report.
It is the Enigma Report. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you just barely made it. I am Mike Hewitt, co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. I've actually got two enigmas. The first one is a really brief one, and I got to make it brief because I don't want to steal time from the big one. But the first one is George Snuffleupagus. Slammed for saying Trump always sides with men on sexual misconduct claims. Going, really, George? Seriously? Lud, do you know who George is? Snuffleupagus.
He's that big thing on Sesame Street.
This is the Clinton spokesman.
Donor. Yeah.
He used to be part of the Clinton campaign and Clinton administration.
Yeah.
You're going, wait a minute, really? Did you just say, you of all the people in America, did you just say that? That's an enigma to me. Listen, but the other enigma isn't probably our enigma. This enigma, I think, belongs to the left in America. Republican Party favorability highest in 7 years. Yowzers. And that's from Gallup.com. And the other part of it is poll. Democrats lose advantage with middle-class Americans. Gender gap collapses. How can that be in the era of #MeToo? How can the gender... Folks, this is fun stuff. Miles, what do you think? Is it fun stuff?
No, I think this is the backlash of socialism and identity politics.
I think so.
This doesn't align with #resist.
Hashtag resist, let's be honest with it. That's a slogan, but mm-hmm. it represents Maxine Waters and a very small handful of Antifa nuts bag screwballs. And if you look at academia, in reality, it isn't even a fair slice of academia. These people run around and steal all of the oxygen in the air. Their numbers are a lot smaller than folks think. But I'm going to tell you partly, and I think when we see the next poll that takes into consideration this week's drama and last week's drama with what's going on in Senate confirmation hearings, I think these numbers are going to be even more disparaging to the left, because the average person of reasonable and honest mind says, oh, stop. That's crazy talk. And I believe that. And by the way, I mentioned it here a few shows ago. You and I, Lud, are involved in the Republican Party here in Michigan, and go to us to a district meeting, a congressional district meeting, standing room only, largest group that I've seen at that district meeting in several years. Standing room only, did I mention that?
I didn't even get any pizza.
No pizza for Lud.
He
teared up. Walk around one of those little crumbs of breadstick that's left.
I had to buy my own dinner that night.
And mm-hmm. I'm standing there and I'm looking at that. I'm going, where's the media? Where's the Global News Network to report on this? Because they didn't fit in, there weren't enough chairs. And you go, oh no, they're either not getting it, or they're doing like the three of us often surmise, they're ignoring it to drive their own narrative. What do you think, Miles Bauer?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this kind of adds to the pile of evidence to say that this so-called blue wave that's coming, I mean, you know, let's just throw this on the huge pile and say, here's another piece of evidence that make some of us doubt that there's this blue wave coming.
Some of it's laughable. And let's take it from two different approaches here. The first is that the Democrats in the 1930s did a great job at making all Republicans, image-wise, by the way, folks, just image, they all look like the banker guy in a Monopoly card.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the general view of what a Republican was. Over the years, they've segued. They didn't leave it behind, by the way. We're still grossly rich, nasty, evil people. But now we're racist and misogynists and all of that. And listen, I think the average person, regardless of ethnic background, regardless of gender, regardless of whether you didn't graduate high school or you got a doctorate, the average honest person recognizes that republicanism is based on classical liberalism, which says, I don't care what color you are, I don't care what your gender is, I want you to have an opportunity. But we talked about generational before the break. When I was in elementary school, middle school, junior high, what we used to call it, they talked about how every person has something that they can contribute. Everybody's got something special that they can do. Now they don't teach that. They talk about you're part of the, what were those two words from that college out west here the other day? In their packet, you're either, I'm drawing a blank on them, but the moral of it was you're either at a disadvantage or you're at an advantage. What they wanted to tell folks that you need to be protected, or you're one of the people that we should be considered wretched. And you know what? That's just normal, honest human beings don't see each other that way. They just don't.
No.
And so it's an enigma to me that the folks selling this identity nonsense actually think that the average person, the average honest person, regardless of party, regardless of ideological leaning, that the average person will go, yeah, That's what I think. I think you're a misogynist. I think you're a racist. I think you're all of these things. Folks, it just ain't so.
No.
It just isn't so. But let's be honest. When I look at the United States, I'm with Trump on this. I want to have the strongest United States that there ever was, and I don't want to be part of a global socialist authority. I wish the best to Germany at all, but they're not my concern. My concern is here, not there. Charity starts at home. If I'm not fiscally responsible, but I did want to help them, I can't be not fiscally responsible and then expect to help them. Miles, am I overstating all of this? How do you see it?
No, so are you pushing back on white privilege?
I am. I absolutely am.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm pushing back on anyone that, by the way, I'm an old, fat, white guy. I'm exactly what they talk about, but I have a special card in my pocket. I can yell, but I'm disabled. Folks, that's all nonsense. Folks, it's just nonsense. It just is. And so the enigma to me is how much mileage do they actually think that they could get out of that rot, gut, divisive, segregationist, evil ideology of separating everyone into little groups? I can tell these folks this. They won't hear me run over to that group and tell those folks that. But when I look at these numbers, Republican Party favorability highest in 7 years, Democrats lose advantage with middle-class Americans, gender gap collapses. These are not my math. This is their math. And by the way, no one's going to look at the Gallup and go, well, they're conservative. Oh, my goodness.
I will say that the Republican Party has a deficiency in messaging because we allow them to label us as xenophobes and homophobic and all these things. And I can see my students who are in the opposite aisle.
Yep.
And when they hear me talking, they're like, you're not any of that stuff.
Yeah, but here's the
problem.
I'm
like, exactly, because the messaging is we don't fight back. We just push economics, but there's a whole plethora of people out there that don't worry about economic voting. They vote on social issues.
I
get the messaging out there.
I get all that, but listen, it's like Kavanaugh. How do you prove something that didn't happen? So if I say, I know you raped that girl, you're going, yeah, but I didn't.
Yeah.
How do you respond to that? I know you're a misogynist pig, but how do you respond to that? You sit there and look at the person like, no. So how do you get around the message? That's why they think it works. The problem with it is that the numbers say it isn't working. Because most folks, they still got to look at themselves in the mirror and say, am I being honest when I embrace that ideology? The answer is no. If you embrace that ideology without knowing me personally, if you say there's another 57-year-old white guy, so he must be XYZ, folks, you can't look yourself in the mirror and say that's who he is unless you know me. And most honest people, regardless of their ideology, see that as a truism.
But the news isn't going to find anything that isn't part of the 1% vocally. They're not looking to spread a message of, look, everybody's unified and glad they're making more money and they got a job.
Yeah, but listen, but to Miles's point he's been making since he joined us years ago, the news is selling stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, they've got an ideological bend, but they're looking for sensation. It goes back to the weather report. With the guy getting blown away and the people standing behind him trying to light a cigarette. You're going, really? Come on.
So windy, I can't stand up. Hey, would you guys go to the background?
Let me ask you a rhetorical question, though.
All right.
How much of this uptick that the Republicans are realizing is because Donald Trump is not presidential and he is throwing bowling balls?
I think what Donald Trump, and by the way, I agree with your point, but I think what he's doing is he's unmasking them. In some ways, yeah. He's doing it in ways I don't necessarily appreciate because I'm the guy looking for a statesman. In the other hand, right. And the other hand, when he throws a bowling ball and they have to react to it, their reaction is very telling about who they are. And I don't want to be like them and paint with a big broad brush and say they're all like that because the numbers say that's not true. It's not working for them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of folks looking around going, no, I'm not saying that. You say that on your own. I'm not saying that.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump on Monday celebrated a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico, saying he kept his promise to fix America's bad trade agreements with the rest of the world.
This landmark agreement will send cash and jobs pouring into the United States and into North America. Good for Canada, good for Mexico. Instead of jobs leaving for overseas, they will be returning back home, and we've already had it. We have many, many car companies. I was with Prime Minister Abe of Japan. He said, we have sent many car companies to the United States over the last year and a half. It's true, and big expansions.
The FBI is in Allentown, Pennsylvania, searching for clues after a car exploded, leaving three dead on Saturday night. Police dispatch released a 911 call shortly after the explosion.
We just had an explosion south of 23. It's a car. We're getting multiple calls.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
An American is sharing the Nobel Prize for Medicine. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Two scientists, one from the U.S. and one from Japan, are the winners of the Nobel Prize for Medicine. The Nobel Institute in Stockholm announcing that Jim Allison and Tetsuku Honjo were honored for their discoveries leading to new approaches in using the immune system to battle cancer. Allison is a professor at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
First Lady Melania Trump left Monday for her first big international trip, aiming to make child well-being the focus of the five-day, four-country tour that will take her to different parts of Africa. The trip will consist of a mix of visits to hospitals, schools, and shelters. Tropical Storm Rosa is expected to bring heavy rains to parts of California and Arizona, with flash flooding expected and up to 4 inches of rain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Good afternoon. Weather this afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 77. Southwest wind around 6 miles per hour. Tonight, partly patchy fog after 9 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Calm wind Tuesday. A chance of showers between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 79. South wind 3 to 8 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 50%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight, then a slight chance of showers. Mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Southwest wind around 6 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 50%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 79. Northeast wind 3 to 7 miles per hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Continuing on through until